This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel opened a direct crossing for aid into Gaza for the first time in its more than two-month-old war on Hamas on Sunday, while also stepping up attacks on the Palestinian enclave, saying military pressure was the only way its hostages would be freed. The Israeli attacks took place amid fierce fighting the length of the coastal strip, according to residents and militants, with communications down for a fourth day, making it hard to reach the wounded. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli airstrikes continue to hit near Rafah in the southern area of the Gaza Strip, not far from where humanitarian aid has been coming over the border from Egypt, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Associated Press journalists saw the bodies of at least three people, some being pulled from under the rubble and another being brought to a hospital. Meanwhile, trucks carrying aid passing through Rafah were boarded and the aid thrown to crowds on the streets. People also chased vehicles and boxes of aid fell from the trucks onto the road. Some trucks were labelled UAE aid and they had men armed with sticks standing atop the vehicles as they passed by. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis, who turned 87 on Sunday, again suggested Israel was using terrorism tactics in Gaza.
Notizie molto gravi e dolorose.
He spoke out against the reported killing by the Israeli military of two Christian women who had taken refuge in a church complex. An Israeli foreign ministry spokesperson said the incident was still under review and had no immediate comment on the Pope's words. It was the second time in less than a month that the Pope used the word terrorism while speaking of events in Gaza.